Coming up on American Parlor Songbook, join us for an episode from Lake Arrowhead, California. We'll watch it all fall apart on an episode about chaos. Australian singer Claire Reynolds performs her heartfelt pop songs. And rapping comedian Zach Sherwin shows off his clever wordplay.
Julie, I think I finally figured out how to control chaos.
Really? How do you do that?
You just have to make sure that everything surrounding it is more chaotic than the chaos.
I get it. It's sort of like relativity.
Right. It seems normal. So, for example, if we say, make Ronald McDonald the anchor of the national news, well, then the news coming out of the White House would seem normal.
Or we could replace a Confederate statue with a pile of squid.
Exactly. The weirder, the better.
Okay, but what happens when there's so much crazy stuff around that there's nowhere to go that's normal?
I don't know. Why don't you ask 2017?
Ooh, touche.
Trichet.
Exactly.
From the Tudor House Theater in Lake Arrowhead, California, this is American Parlor Songbook with your host at the piano, J.P. Houston!
Yeah, thank you, folks. And on the other microphone, she keeps me grounded to a pulp, Julie Van Dusen. Chaos, disorder, all out pandemonium. Up is down and down is sideways, and out is not an option. It's everywhere. Everybody freak out. Somebody spilled the alphabet soup and it's running hot in the streets. DNC, RNC, NRA, FBI, CIA, SJW, SJP, MSNBC, LGBTQ, LOL, KEK, Chatelet. The president has a time machine, and the Berenstain Bears never existed. If Liberty was a lady, she'd be Betty Davis feeding her sister a dead bird. What this one crazy lady did, you can't believe. Like, click, share. Hashtag, don't hashtag, it's a trick. Microwave your hard drive. Run for the hills, scream, it's chaos.
Cosmic clouds of comic lights, whirlwind stardust blowing. Chaos reigns on dizzy heights. God knows where it's going now.
Operation Mincemeat, April 1943. British intelligence dump a body on the beach in Spain. A dead hobo dressed as a major and tucked neatly in his inside pocket plans for an attack. The Germans, they take the bait. They redirect their troops to Greece. The good guys fake left, and the Nazis are caught with their pants down. Especially embarrassing for Goebbels. You've heard the song. The rumors are true. Where was I? Right. Operation Mincemeat. Well, they've let the Germans know now that they're leaving fake plans around. Now, the Germans can never know what's real. If there's lost leaders planted all over, you know, fake plans, then anything could be real or fake. The thread pulled, and reality started to unravel.
Cosmic clouds of comic lights, whirlwind stardust blowing. Chaos reigns on dizzy heights, God knows where it's going now.
Freud, Jung, and some other crazy shrinks cracked open our heads, and they spilled the beans, our inner workings laid bare for the fiddling. It wasn't long before the marketing department got a hold of it. Media and psychology, born just a little too close together. Before we could make any moral sense of either of them, right? Well, for 100 years, Coke, Exxon, Maybelline, and the armed services, they poked at our ids and they stroked our egos into buying, well, whatever they were selling. Pacing and leading. Present you with the problem, you know, scare you. Are you tired of living in fear of murderers? And then provide the solution. Sleep safe and sound with a security system. You're ugly, wear this. You're sad, drink this. You're languishing, fly this bomber. Pushing and pulling and pushing and pulling in every direction, toying with the very workings of our minds.
cosmic clouds of comic light, whirlwind stardust blowing. Chaos reigns on dizzy heights, God knows where it's going now.
In the beginning, things were things, physically transferred from one place to another, carried, existing literally. And then slowly, over a millennia or two, they disconnected from earth, wind, and fire. The elements, not the band. The band is real, and they are tight. Things disconnected from the physical, ideas into text. And before long, to sound and video, and then up into the sky. The collective unconscious made real, swirling in the cloud. The birth of the metaverse.
Guided by ever-growing eyes, as we disappear into static skies, echoing, hear us echoing in the distant ebbing light.
So then, our world was media. The subconscious was shared. Free flow of information, unfiltered, loose like Bill Maher at the Playboy Mansion, macking on our young, innocent souls in the grotto. Information was easy and spread, counter-propaganda-resistant strains of truth, hackers and leakers, all of it free to set us free. Those invisible honchos, though, those invisible honchos at the top of the world, they figured it out. Operation Mincemeat, remember? Operation Mincemeat, lies and truth. Scatter the dead body fake plans on the beaches of the internet. If everything's out there, they thought, if everything's out there, well, we'd better make sure that everything is out there. Bury the real schemes in mountains of fake ones. Russians, oh yeah, they do. Americans, oh, absolutely. Republicans, with the worst of them. Democrats, don't kid yourselves, they're in it too. Now just don't blame me, no. I'm an authoritarian anarchist. I force you to do whatever you want. Our poor scrambled hearts. After all that handsy busy work from the advertisers and the intelligence services and the foreign interests, and pushed and pulled in every direction. A century-long gaslight, culminating in a last desperate grasp to try and pull it all back together, try and keep the train from careening off the track. An election. Bad guys, good guys, who's who, where are they from? Do we even exist in the first place? Go crazy, like, share, chaos, panic. Now, don't panic. Down here on Earth, the real world is still here. Now, the hippies had it wrong. It should have been tune out, turn off, come down. As long as you know that you don't know anything and go about making it, you know, in the real world, we'll be good. Get your head out of the clouds, the cloud, your feet on the ground. If we go into that world up there, I guarantee you from personal experience, we're all nuts. I mean, if you listen to the nonsense that I've been babbling on about for the last 10 minutes, it doesn't make any sense. I think we should meet each other outside, not up there in our heads. It's only chaos when you roll your eyes back and you hop on the information crazy train. So all aboard, we're going to take a ride on it today to maybe get tossed around a little, see if we can't come out on the other side of the tunnel with a few laughs, maybe a song or two. Stick around. I'm making it all up.
Cosmic clouds of comic light, whirlwind stardust blowing. Chaos reigns on dizzy height, God knows where it's going. It's going down.
And as always, we are bound to offend someone out there, so If you do take issue with something you hear on the program this week, you can tweet me directly at @JPHouston. And you never know, you just might get a response on the air. We're happy our musical guest is back with us again this year, a great singer-songwriter from Australia. Ladies and gentlemen, Claire Reynolds.
Time is frozen over, and the dark is wearing thin. I see you for the first time, and your eyes melt my skin. Capture me in stitches, and my love is sinking in. My heart is wrapped around you, and it's boarded up with tin. And you say, your heart is mine, and you say, I love you. I love you. Paint me the way back to you. The rain is coming down, and we run to soak it in. I'm lost inside this new world. We hold tight as it begins. Walking on the water, it's how it feels when you pull me in. My heart is wrapped around you, and it's boarded up with tin. And you say, your heart is mine, and you say, I love you. I love you. Inside this new world, you're a dream that's never been. And you say, your heart is mine. And you say, your heart is mine. And you say, I love you. 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 I love you.
Thank you. American Parlor Songbook is now available on PRX, and we're excited to be adding some new stations this season. Well, we're always looking for more ways to subvert the airwaves, so information is available on our website about how to suggest or request a local broadcast. We're also recording live episodes all year, bringing the program and our guests to venues all across Southern California. Our schedule is available online at our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com.
From Dry Prong, Louisiana, this is Info Revolution with your host, Aaron White.
Good evening, MAGA heads. Put on your elastic slacks because you're about to get tubby on delicious Truth Burgers. Served up hot and juicy by yours truly, Pepe the Frog King's loyal servant. I swear I'm not on speed. I'm on an all-natural kick high. That's right. Me, Aaron White. So get ready, patriots. Get ready. To head on over to our web store and pick up a box of libertarian pasta. It's just as delicious as regular pasta, but you don't have to share it. No, it's all yours, and they can pry it from your cold, dead hands. If they're in your house and they reach for your box of pasta, trespass laws apply. I've consulted with lawyers, and it's all up to you. Listen, you're not going to get a weird, flubbery muscle tone like mine without pure carbs and rage, no, people. So order up a box or 50 in our web store now. Do it, stupid. Ooh-wee, Kekistanis. This is going to be amazing. The floodgates of warm, frothy facts are about to burst open and drown you in bubbles. Our next guest is going to blow the socks right off your hats. That is, if you followed my instructions last week and put your socks on your hats. If not, I'm sorry. I can't help you, sheeple. Please welcome to the Truth Stream, former Senator, K Street Insider, ex-Grand Wizard of a certain three-letter club, thorn in the liberal side, flipped from the establishment to join the Info Revolution. While he may scientifically qualify as a little person, he's always been a giant to me. You know him, you love him, Ulysses F. Sutherland. Welcome to the program.
Aaron, it is a pleasure to be here.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine.
What? Well, quit hogging it and give me some.
And if you insist.
Well, I'm just sitting over here waiting.
Okay, but this is the last time.
That's better, thank you.
Now, Senator, what's the big news?
Oh, this is big.
A revelation so gigantic it's going to blow the establishment right out of the water.
Oh, they're going to be caught red-handed with their pants down.
Before or after they're blown out of the water?
Well, after. That's why the hands would be so red.
Right, because the force of the water blowing their hands red and their pants down.
Obviously, yes.
So it's only logical, right?
When I spill this juicy leak, it's gonna make the hands spin!
Lizard heads?
This is the big one!
Oh, I'm hanging on to the edge of my edible survival chair.
Oh, Aaron, it's coming!
The end all be all.
Oh, here it comes!
The final blow at the hearts of the Illuminati.
Soon, Boo-Boo, soon!
I can feel it.
Tick-a-tock!
Oh, I'm watching that clock.
Tickety and a tock!
Oh, God, I'm gonna pop.
A chick.
Yes, tick.
And a chock.
And a taco.
A chick and a chock.
Yes.
I'm a chicken and I'm a chocking.
And we're out of time. Stay vigilant, meatheads. The answers are coming soon. Oh, we'll be right back with more garbage. I think it's about time for another song from Claire Reynolds.
This song I wrote with an incredible artist. Her name's Hayley Reinhart. If you don't know her, check her out. And we wrote this song for her album last year. It's called Love Is Worth Fighting For.
Hold tight. Mama used to say, it's all right, no need to be afraid. Confusion is the damnedest thing. One day you're flying, the next you've lost your wings. But I'm getting tired of this front end. Feels like I'm running on empty for nothing. I'm telling you, I can't take no more. 'Cause I feel the weight of the world on me. Tell me the truth, that it's not in vain. Broken promises, they can't be saved. To this day, I believe that there's no shame, 'cause love is worth fighting for. When it takes you, it's the damnedest thing. It'll make you, and it can break you just the same. Well, I'm getting tired of this front end. Feels like I'm running on empty for nothing. I'm telling you, I can't take no more. 'Cause I feel the weight of the world on me. Tell me the truth, that it's not in vain. Broken promises, they can't be saved. To this day, I believe that there's no shame, 'cause love is worth, love is worth, love is worth fighting for. Tell me now, won't you tell me now? 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 Is it worth fighting for? Now I'm telling you, I can't take no more. 'Cause I feel the weight of the world on me. Tell me the truth, that it's not in vain. Broken promises, broken promises. I'm telling you, I can't take no more. 'Cause I feel the weight of the world on me. Tell me the truth. Can't be saved. To this day, I believe that there's no shame, 'cause love is worth, love is worth, love is worth fighting for. I said love is worth, love is worth, love is worth fighting for. I said love is worth, love is worth, love is worth fighting for.
Thank you.
Wow, another beautiful song from Claire Reynolds. Information about our musical guest is available on her website, ClaireReynolds.net. Let's have another song. Claire?
Thanks, JP. Well, some of you may know this man sitting next to me. He is an amazing artist from Australia, and I'm very lucky to have him playing with me. Please make him welcome, Mr. Geordie Lane. We're going to play a song that we wrote together for his next album, which comes out next year in the States, and it's called A Piece of Land.
So this one, this is about travelling all around the world, but being back home in Australia.
I went off adrift. Like any driftwood does, but I saw things that no buzzard would dream of. I left my home in Thornbury, said goodbye to my empire. I rode those planes, they numbed my pains and struck me like a key. Of land could break my heart like this. I blew in and out of Berlin. I drove west to the sea. I lost my mind in Amsterdam. I was sure the sign read coffee. I then I woke in a pile of piss. Police were laughing in my face. So I went back home. I slept with my ex. She said, boy, you've put on weight. I will never call you, and you I'll never miss. But who'd have thought a piece of land could break my heart like this? Oh,
Jordy Lane, Claire Reynolds, our good friends from Australia. Somehow, despite all physical reality, my 4'10" mother managed to produce 50 feet of children. She inched herself over the 5-foot mark with teetering high heels on the bottom and an epic Italian afro on top. She looked like Bob Barker's microphone, and she had the memory of a goldfish. Our satin shorts, all those satin shorts, they could have blinded an astronaut from space. Standard issue 1979 in blue or red or yellow with the white stripes down the side. Shorts so short, you were in danger of hanging a pocket. Or worse. And bowl cuts for everybody. In the mayhem of that many siblings, nothing was ever easy. Nothing was ever on time. So if you wanted to find any one of the 9 of us in our respective class photos, you'd just have to scan and look for the wrinkled shirt and an obvious lack of sleep. That whole house would vibrate and lift off the foundation. Mom spinning like a weeble balancing on her pumps, and then she'd have to run through the whole Rolodex of our names before she'd land on the right kid. Dave, Nick, Melissa, Michelle, JP. You could pretty much plan on getting away with anything by faking left and walking slowly out of the room. She'd raise up the yardstick. It was way taller than she was. And we'd point and laugh, and then we'd mock shiver. Because not once in all of that pandemonium did she ever really hit anybody with it. It might as well have been a limp spaghetti noodle. The old man liked to get her goat. The more she tried to rein it all in, the more it went haywire. So there was a real kick in winding her up and watching her go. We'd hide her shoes or put mustard in the ketchup bottle. You know, a long, good-natured gaslighting for comic relief. We'd all load into that Datsun like a clown car. Sardines across the bucket seats, older rocker brother Dave spread out across our laps like a king. And Dad had the driving prowess of a toddler on bath salts. Tapping his foot to the beat on the radio on the gas pedal, Delta Dawn, stop, start, stop, start. Cranking the wheel too soon and flying over a median, pulling to a stop right in the parking lot there. We spilled out and scattered, Mom throwing up her arms, bobbing around, trying to wrangle us all onto the ferry over to the amusement park on the island, right? Bopping down the path through the park, tipping over garbage cans, harassing seagulls, and then we all crossed up onto a big bridge over the creek. Dad gets a bright idea. He corrals all of us kids like baby ducks onto the railing. Mom at the foot of the bridge, her face melting off in panic. Get down from there. Oh, we feign balance scares, making our way across, Dad in the lead. And then he trips. She gasps, oh, hang on. And then like fat dominoes, we stumble over the edge to our demise. And she screams and scrambles across the bridge, launches her giant head over the railing to peer down. And there we all are, laughing our brains out, posed up hilarious in a pile of fake carnage at the bottom of a 2-foot drop. The way I figure it, all that chaos, it kept her fit. Besides, we all grew up to be completely normal-ish.
Dust and squalls in a dervish of fools. Bed and falls, pandemonium rules. In a park, playing catch with the sun. Shooting jacks with the stars when the world was ours.
APS is on Twitter at Parlor Songbook. And you can find information about the program on our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com. Now, we love hearing from our listeners, and there's a contact link there on the page. Sometimes I'll even answer your letters in a song on the air. So if you need advice, or it's your grandmother's 100th birthday, or you just plain want to tell us how much you hate the program, just write J.P. Houston Sings in the subject line, and you never know, you just might get a response on the air.
Now, we're always happy when our next guest can join us on the program. A great rapping comedian from Los Angeles, California. Ladies and gentlemen, Zach Sherwin.
Hello, Tudor House. You look great. Before I get into it, I will just say this quick thing. I was very recently with two people, a couple, and they were talking about memory foam. And one of them said, I've never slept on memory foam. And the other one said, yeah, you have. And I was like, you just forgot that you slept on memory foam. And neither of them laughed at all. So this moment right now when I tell you and you laugh at it is the payoff for that moment back then. I felt very alone, but this is nice. This first rap I'm going to perform tonight is a 100% true story, and it's about another funny thing that somebody once said. This first rap is called Funny Dentist. DJ, let's do it. You guys feeling that beat? Don't be shy, you can nod your heads back and forth to it. Nice and loud, DJ, strong. This goes out to one of my past doctors, my childhood dentist. He cleaned my Venus flytrap proper. So I've had a bright white bite when I flashed the chopper since I was a wee guy, knee-high to a grasshopper. He was super skilled as a DDS, But did he also make me say tee hee hee? Yes, and I still insist he dropped a quip that tops the list of best jests in the history of dentistry. Quickly, I'll set the scene. I was being seen for a routine clean in winter break of my senior year of college. I'd been polished, scraped, and flossed by the dental tech. Next, I'd get checked by the boss. I heard a knock knock. Who was that? My blue smock rockin' tooth doc walked in. He sat, we chatted, chewed the fat. He asked about my studies, inquired about my family, slipped on his mask and tipped me back to examine me. He took a look and said, your oral health is hunky-dory. Any concerns or questions for me? I said, the only tooth-related item coming to mind that I can mention, my girlfriend says when I'm asleep, she hears me grind and clench him. His eyebrows shot up into outer space. I said, doctor, by the look on your face, I'll infer it's worst case. He said, it's pretty bad if it's audible at night from way over at her place. Funny dentist. That's a thing he really said. I did not invent this. He was as good with the widest cracks and hearty har-hars as he was with the dried plaque and hardened tartar. Yo, his hands were the gentlest, but against his clenched fist punch lines, I was defenseless. Most dentists make you say, ah. Mine did the reverse. He made me say, ha. Funny dentist. Thank you. Thank you.
Zach Sherwin, everybody.
Thanks.
Hey, Zach.
Yes, JP.
Where can the nice listeners and folks here in the house find your material on the ye old internet?
Yeah, you can find my music wherever fine music is sold. The place I would steer you to is my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Zach Sherwin.
Well, I think we'd love to hear another great song from Zach Sherwin.
DJ, let's do it. This beat's like a warm bath. For real, if your vertebrae are in decent shape, don't feel bad about back and forthing that head on this one, because this is one of those. Here we go. I was a 2-year-old toddler, still sucking on my bottle, when my parents got divorced, which was the pits like avocados. Pops hopped in his auto, and he drove off, full throttle, only child, single mom, not many male role models. Not a lot of father figures once my Pop Duke split, so I had to swap him out and adopt a new pick. And my surrogate Pops was hip-hop music, so now I don't call it rap, I call it pop music. Rap music was the father figure that raised me, so I say pop music because I feel as if I'm its son. My Uncle Alan set it off when he gave me 2 cassettes as Hanukkah gifts in 1991. Now, one of those tapes was by Naughty by Nature. It's their self-titled debut album, Naughty by Nature. And there's a song on there called Ghetto Bastard about the absent father of Tretch, their lead rapper, where he says, I was one who never had and always mad, never knew my dad, mother blank the blank. And using this language is not my bag, no, but daggio, that sentiment was powerful and aggro. Tretch also felt lost and alone, but unlike me, he was filled with testosterone, like Sylvester Stallone. And from then on, class was in session. I was basking in masculine rap lessons from men like Method, Man and Red, Man and Beanie, Man and Bird, Man, R.A. the Rugged, Man, La the Dark, Man and Hit, Man and the Sons of Man, and father figures like Big Papa and Puff Daddy and Snoop the Dog Father and Kane the Big Daddy. Not crisscross exactly, they were Daddy Mac and Mac Daddy, but Father MC and Trick Daddy. I learned about male bonding from the Wu-Tang Killer Bees. Eminem taught me craftsmanship and productivity. LL Cool J showed me how to be smooth with the ladies. And I learned Jews could be dope MCs from the Beasties. And I got exposed to anger, violence, and misogyny. Cause your pops doesn't only impact you positively, but most importantly, I learned I wanted to be an MC. The rap apple didn't fall far from the tree. The rapple. I never had a daddy rock in my cradle. I just had pop music to rock the stage and the microphone. Pop music raised me up like I was the roof. Not a boy from the hood, but these men from the hood brought me up from boyhood into manhood. So, here's the epilogue. I was a college kid in Boston, and my friend at Tufts called me up when class started that autumn. And she said there was a concert at her school for Welcome Back, and Naughty by Nature was the headlining act. So I go to the show, and 2/3 of the way through, Tretch says, Here's the deal, y'all. Every concert we do, we like to showcase local talent. So come on, Tufts. You know who your best MCs are. Send them on up. The next thing I know, I'm standing on stage in a lineup. I waited in a panic, queued my best rhyme in my mind up, till KG, their DJ, looked at me and pointed, and he dropped the instrumental, and you guys, I destroyed it. Tretch said, you blew up the place, and put his arm around me in what I can only describe as a fatherly embrace, and I felt a joy that can't be expressed as Tretch pressed my old Navy t-shirt against his bulletproof vest. Thank you so much. I'm Zach Sherwin.
Zach Sherwin, how about that? Well, we've got about just enough time for one more song from our good friends, Jordy Lane and Claire Reynolds.
Thanks, JP. This is a little song called Where Colors Fade.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. touch you to the end of time. Where colors fade, where colors fade away.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful song. Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to American Parlor Songbook. APS is produced by the American Parlor Company, presented by KVCR, and available on PRX.
Wendell! Wendell!
About the program,
Wendell!
Oh, you're still here. I would have thought the FBI had snuck in and indicted you while I slept.
Those hacks couldn't indict a fish in a barrel.
No, you shoot a fish in a barrel.
Not if you don't want all of that rum spilling all over the place.
Who said it's a rum barrel?
Is there any other kind?
I don't think they put the fish in the rum barrel.
Where do you think the expression drunk as a fish comes from?
Touché, Martha. Now, if you don't mind, I've got a lovely dream about a souffle that I'd like to finish, so good night.
No, not until you tell me why I'm wearing rubber gloves.
Uranium.
No, uranium.
The volatile element, Martha. That's why you're wearing the gloves.
Because I was handling uranium?
You thought you were handling uranium.
Well, then what was I handling?
A briefcase full of silverware.
Knives and forks?
Dessert spoons.
Are we going to unravel this backwards? Are you going to stop burying the lead?
All right, where shall I begin?
The beginning.
Very well, Martha. 90-some years ago, a crazed girl child was born. She grew up to be an infamous, mediocre actress and made her husband's life miserable.
Ha, 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 Wendell. Not that far back. Tonight.
I'm not surprised you don't remember, Martha. After all that sherry you downed at dinner.
Oh, wait, it's coming back to me. I see tuxedos and ugly people.
Yes, politicians.
Oh, it was a consulate.
And I hardly think I should be able to wrangle us another invite again.
Oh, I'm sure I was the life of the party.
Oh, is that what you call climbing onto the table and parading about?
It was a burlesque for peace.
I fail to see how your rendition of My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard would inspire peace.
You have seen my legs, haven't you?
A little too much of them tonight. You finished with a cat crawl through the mashed potatoes, grabbed the Albanian Achate's toupee, used it for a pom-pom, and attempted to lead a cheer.
Kim Jong-un! Kim Jong-un! Go North Korea!
Yes, that's the one, Martha. Potatoes flying, and then a somersault into the Tibetan monk's lap.
That's hilarious.
Well, he wasn't a mute.
Oh, he's a prude. What's wrong with a little human sculpture?
Sculpture. You upside down, your legs in his face.
I was yin, and he was yang.
And the slap on the rear?
The sound of one hand clapping.
And then climbing under the table to tie the consular general's shoelaces together.
Brilliant.
Chaos.
Brilliant chaos.
And for the coup de grace, you nearly started an international incident when you attempted to sell a briefcase of uranium to the regional director of the FBI.
He told me he was Russian.
No, he said he'll have a white Russian.
Then why did he say da?
He said duh.
Well, he's the idiot who traded me $600 for a pile of spoons.
You picked his pockets.
Picked, traded, it's semantics.
Thankfully, I worked my magic and pleaded dementia. And we managed to escape unimpeached.
See? A little consequence-free, harmless fun.
Harmless. It was like juggling wet cats.
And that's why I chose you as my lifetime emissary. Only you can juggle my cats.
Thank you, I think.
Don't you see, Wendell? You're order and I'm chaos. You keep things neat and tidy and I keep things interesting.
Interesting, yes. I have to admit that the puppet show with the Albanian's toupee was fairly hysterical.
See? And you carefully placed it back on his head and apologized. Yin and yang.
Perhaps if the diplomats could strike such a balance.
Exactly. I solved world peace.
Something like that, Martha. Something like that. Now, Now let's get some rest, shall we?
I would love to, but my mind is still whirling.
Oh, it's all right, dear. Listen, I'll sing you a lullaby and tame the wild wind.
Martha, the sun has bowed its head. Our friends have all gone home to bed. We've burned the candle end to end. Remember what I've said time and time again. Every evening ends, but you don't need to fret. I'll hold you through the night. Deep sigh, my love, sleep tight. Run out to sea, gently streaming as you dream, right here by me. Martha, the moon is on its way. On pinhole skies, the palm trees sway. Tomorrow is another day. Remember what I say. Though a day will fade, another one is made. Never be afraid, I'll be by your side. Sleep tight, my love. Good night.
Good night.